Today we want to think on the subject of experience God's peace. The world is crying out for peace. Nations desire it. World leaders meet with other world leaders in an attempt to come up with a workable solution to bring peace between nations in our world. Great effort is put forth to bring peace between Israel and Arab nations. Yet there are skirmishes, conflicts, bloodshed, threats all around the world. In Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 14, we read, "They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace." And in Psalm chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, we read, "Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." People want peace. People long for peace. In Isaiah chapter 57, 20 to 21, we read, "But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." The lack of peace in the world is because of sin and the refusal to be in a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. In James chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, we read this, "From whence come wars and fightings among us? Come they not hence, even of your own lust that war in your members? You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, and yet you have not, because you ask not. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. You adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? Yet this is not God's desire for man." "And yet this is not God's desire for man." You can't have peace this way. And God wants the people to realize that true peace is found only in Jesus Christ and Him alone. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 to 18, we read this, "For He is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both to God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were far off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Jesus Christ is our peace. He is the Prince of Peace. He died on Calvary's cross for our sin and now declares that there is peace in Him alone. When we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we have peace with God. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says this, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." God desires that we have more than just peace with Him. He desires that we personally experience the peace of God daily in our hearts and lives. And that is quietness, freedom from anxiety, and calmness, and that is quiet trust. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, we read this. Galatians 5:22. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance." Peace is a fruit of the Holy Spirit who dwells in every believer. Over and over in the epistles, they emphasize how much God desires us that we have peace. In Romans chapter 1, verse 7, Romans 1, verse 7, we read this. "To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." And then again, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, we read, "Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ." Peace is so important. Not only does it affect our health, but it plays a major role in making right decisions, the kind of decisions that God wants us to make. In Colossians chapter 3, the first part of verse 5, we read this. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, the first part of 15, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called." The word rule is an athletic term, and it means to preside at the games and distribute the prizes. Let's give an example, like baseball games. Baseball has umpires, and there's an umpire at home plate, and he calls whether they're strikes or balls, or he calls out someone whether they're safe or whether they're out. And at the bases, the umpire at the bases calls whether a person is out or safe. The umpire makes those decisions. Now, in Bible days, in the Greek games, the judge, who we would call an umpire, even went further than that. He rejected the contestants who were not qualified, and he disqualified those who broke the rules. The peace of God is the umpire in our hearts. When we obey the will of God, we have peace within us. But when we step out of the will of God, we lose His peace. Notice again Colossians 3, the second part of verse 15. To the which also you are called in one body. Now this is something else. If we have peace in our hearts, we will have peace with others in the church. We are called to one body and one relationship in that body, and that relationship must be one of harmony and peace. If we are out of the will of God, we are certain to bring discord and disharmony in the church. When a Christian loses the peace of God, he begins to go off in directions that are outside of the will of God. He turns to the things of the world or of the flesh to compensate for his lack of peace within him. It is only when he confesses his sin to God and claims God's forgiveness and does God's will that he again experiences God's peace within him. And then the last part of Colossians 3:15 says, "And be ye thankful." When there is peace in the heart, there will be praise on our lips. "And be ye thankful." The Christian, out of the will of God, is never found giving sincere praise to God. When David covered his sin, he lost his peace, and he lost his praise also. In Psalms chapter 32, Psalms 32, verses 3 and 4, we read this, Psalms 32, verses 3 and 4. "When I kept silence," now this was David speaking, "when I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me, and my moisture was turned into the drought of summer." And then verse 11 of Psalm 32. "Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you that are upright in heart." And then in Psalm chapter 51, verse 8, Psalm 51, verse 8, we read this, "Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice." And then David said in verse 15, "O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise." You see, God wants us to experience his peace. He wants us to have peace with God by receiving Jesus as our Savior. But then as a child of God, he wants us to experience the peace of God daily in our lives. And he wants us to be believers that are filled with peace and joy and thanksgiving. I'd like to read something that David Jeremiah wrote in his devotional book that I read every morning. And on this day, he used this verse. He said, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus." And that is in Philippians 4, 7. And then the first paragraph of his devotion says this, "According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, 40 million adults ages 18 and over in America suffer from anxiety disorders. More than 18% of the adult population. These disorders are serious, evoking compassion for those who suffer. If we could give a non-medical gift to all who are anxious, it would have to be the gift of peace. And that's true. And so, first of all, we need to know Jesus Christ as our Savior so that we have peace with God. And then daily, we need to experience the peace of God and be believers that not only have peace, but that have joy and are walking in the center of the will of God daily. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for this time that you have given us. And we thank you that in Jesus Christ, we can have true peace, daily peace. And Lord, I just pray that each of us who are listening to this message, that they might know Jesus Christ as their Savior and then be walking daily in God's peace and in real joy. And we ask this in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.